know you gotta be a cool soror to talk to the cool soror herself.
I'm a cool soror.
Hey y'all,
I am a cool soror of.
What's up y'all? I'm a cool soror of.
Hi, I am a cool soror of.
Soror Podcast, hosted by me, Rashawn Ali. Hey, good people. It is your friend, Rashawn Ali. I hope you are doing fabulously well on whatever day you decide to download the Cool Soror Podcast. I hope you've been enjoying the few episodes that we've had with cool people. Again, if you have a suggestion for someone you think is a cool person and should be highlighted on one of our cool people episodes, please send us an email at cool@coolsoror.com. Also, we have products on our website. Get your Cool Soror t-shirt, Cool Soror mugs, Cool Soror laptop cases, phone cases, all of that. Get them in your sorority's colors. Yes, we are expanding. And for all of my women of Alpha Kappa Alpha, we've got journals. So I'm a journal girl, love to write, love to express myself, and I love journals. And so we do have the Cool Soror journal on coolsoror.com for AKAs, and shortly we'll be launching, we'll have the Deltas available shortly thereafter. All right, so please be on the lookout for that. I'm trying to get all of those done prior to the holidays. So today is a solo podcast because I just felt like talking, and I think it's just important that, you know, every now and then we just take a step back and take a deep breath and just soak it all in. And with that, you know, as we experience so much in this world, we also experience the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And one of those lowest of lows happened to my best friend, who's been, and her family, who's been on the podcast before, Jen Price. I know a lot of you have heard me talk about her. She's my very best friend. And they had a tragic, tragic death in their family about a week ago. And they lost their nephew. Brother, son, father, a beautiful soul. And I was talking to my business partner, AJ, who's also been on the podcast as one of our cool people features. And I talked about how Jen and I had always talked about a grief plan, because when you are friends with someone for so long, you know the inevitable will happen. We will lose people. And things will happen in life. And we always talked about, hey, how do we want to handle it when, you know, someone passes away? Like, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle it? And I was talking to AJ about how she and I, like, although the conversation was very brief, we'd always talked about when something like this would happen. And we had a system in place, for lack of a better term, that we hadn't written down, but we kind of knew. And especially with her being the strongest in our group, I mean, she's the nucleus for everything. When this happened, my initial prayer, or even prior to this, when we'd have those conversations, my thought was, I just want to be as strong as I know she would be for me. And that was my prayer during this time as well. And so it made me realize that not everybody has a grief plan when something happens. And I just wanted to share a few steps that we talked about even prior to, and then some of the things that I implemented. And it's all based on who your friend is, who your family member is, and, you know, what type of loss it is. So, you know, that will be different too, because everybody grieves and everybody mourns differently. Everybody's reaction to loss is different. So you have to be so delicate. You have to be so delicate. So what we did was we talked about it. Like, how are you going to want to receive people? Do you want a lot of text messages? Do you want phone calls when it comes to grief? And I remember her saying, I don't want a whole lot of that when the time comes. And I remembered that as soon as this happened. And so I just want to give you a few steps as we all, you know, I don't want to make this a super sad podcast, but just take it as something to pique your thought process when it comes to grief, especially when you're dealing with your friend or your family member. It may not be your loss, but you just never know. And I think that we should all try to be as prepared as we can. It's something that everybody needs, but nobody ever really plans for. And so these are a few steps that we did as a group, and then I did as a best friend. So when I wanted to tell everybody the news, and you know, obviously, because we're so technologically savvy in this world and everything is instant on our phones, you can get the message out quicker that way. Some people, when I did talk to her, she said she wanted me to call certain people. And so I made those phone calls to certain people, and those that, not that they were less important, but you know that you want to get the word out as soon as you can and as quickly as you can so that people can be aware. And so what I did was the first thing I did was removed she and her sister from all of the groups that we have, all the GroupMe chats that we share. So I removed that. And then I was able to relay the information to the friends, because what people don't want to do is when they're on their phones and they're trying to get information out to family, they don't want to see these alerts of me telling the story, the reaction, because it compounds the grief. And so I did that initially. And when I first knew that I was going to her to be with her family, my prayer was, God, please allow me to be as strong as she would be for me. That was like my prayer. And when I walked in, I hope I served her well in that moment. And so you just got to pray it through and kind of feel the situation as you go. But truly just being there. And I know for a fact that people want your love and they want your support, but you got to almost be stronger for them in that moment so that they can feel vulnerable if they need to. That was the first thing we did, remove both of them from the group. And so I would suggest that if you share any type of social media, that you would do that. The second thing is, you know, ask them, again, how they want other people or other friends or other family members to communicate with them. Is a text fine? Are you open to receiving phone calls? You know, the day or the day after, especially when something tragic happens, you're not, you know, you don't know if you want to have a phone call and continue to tell what happened over and over again. So ask your friend, when will you be ready to receive those phone calls? And so she was ready to receive friends and our core group of friends a few days later. And I was with her the day before. And I said, I know that you said tomorrow's a good day, but you let me know how you feel at the end of the night if you are ready. And she gave me the go ahead. Hey, we're ready. So we met at my house, and my message to the folks in the group. And I said, bring what you want to drink, bring what you want to eat. But all I need is your smiles and your laughter. And that, with that statement, they knew not to come in sobbing, not to come in with the extra long hug. Treat them like it was a regular day when we're hanging out. That's what people want to feel. They want to at least feel regular and not feel like there's sorrow in their life for just a moment. So that's exactly what we did. We came to my house and we partied and laughed and joked around and danced and listened to music like we would any other Saturday or any other Sunday when we would get together for no reason, just to celebrate friendship. And then you realize that you laughter heals. You realize that you were able to allow them to escape, if only for a moment. And so while we're still in the midst of the grief, because again, I'm no specialist in this area, but we know that people grieve differently. And there will be another type of grief after the memorial service, and there will be needs that, for lack of a better term, need to be met with friendship and love and support and visits and text messages that say, hey, I'm just checking on you, or phone calls and say, hey, you know what? I just want to hear your voice. Or just those little things that you know will make them feel great. Jen loves beer. Bring her a six pack of craft beer. Those things that make them smile would just be a beautiful gesture. But always call before or text before, you know, you want to drop by, or if you want to say, hey, you want to go hang out, because people appreciate that. People appreciate that, because with grief, there are ebbs and flows. There are ups and downs. I've experienced that too, because he was like a family member to me. When you're best friends with someone for, you know, 25 plus years, you are like family. Literally, you're like family without the blood. So, I've had ebbs and flows of grief, and I'm just the best friend, you know. So allow them to have those ebbs and flows of grief. But the most important thing, I think, is, you know, after the service is over, and then when people who have not experienced the grief forget about the things that you may be going through. Again, you got to check up on people. You got to make sure that they're okay. You got to make sure that they, if they need something, that those needs are being met. So again, those three steps: have the conversation now, make it brief. Hey, what would you like to do if and when, or when something happens? How do you want to handle it? Are you the type of person that needs people around you, or at least would want people around you in the days leading up to the service, or the days, a few days after? Make that ask in the very beginning, so you can at least know, nothing that you may have to jot down, but at least you have it in your head. And then, you know, secondly, how you want to communicate with people, and when you're ready for your friends and family to really be around you, those who are not your immediate family. And then the third thing is the follow-up. The follow-up is probably the most important, because again, as we have the finality for some of us at the memorial service, this is forever for people who have lost someone. So the follow-up is the most important. So I didn't mean to be, you know, super morbid on this, but it was really, really on my heart to at least get you to start thinking about those things, because that's very important. It's very important. Talk about it with your spouse. Talk about it with your parents. If you still have your parents around, talk about it with your siblings. I need to have this conversation with my own brother. How are we going to deal with certain things? We just have to have those conversations, even though they're very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. But this life will offer you moments of uncomfortability, and we have to be able to deal with it as best we can, as best we can. And if you know of anyone going through grief, or, you know, sickness, or anything that may be plaguing them or they're dealing with right now, send up a little prayer, even if you don't know them. Send up prayers to the folks who were just going out to see their favorite country and music star in Las Vegas. You know, send up a prayer for the senseless acts of violence on young black men in this country, black on black crime, the senseless violence we see and read about in the news, or have experienced with, you know, men in blue, men and women in blue killing black boys. So all of these things, just take a moment to pray for someone else that you may not even know who may be going through, because those prayers are felt. Those prayers are felt. Oh, lastly, when the person is ready to be re-added to the group, let them tell you that, or they can add themselves back, because that's what my best friend did. She says, I'm ready to be added back to the groups because I want to thank everybody. But you have to let people do them in their own terms. We don't know how we're going to deal with grief when it happens. You do not know. All I'm doing right now is telling you, or just trying to get you to have the conversation. so that you can have some forethought on what it may be like if your friend, if your family is dealing with something like this. And that is all. That is all I wanted to tell you today. Again, remove them from social media. Ask them how they want to be communicated with, communicated to, however you want to put it. And when is the right time for people to come together to love on you, to love on you? What is your grief plan? Preparing for grief, preparing for the storm. We hate the conversation. And I really didn't want to, you know, be so serious on this podcast or this episode, but I just felt like it was necessary. It was really necessary. It was very necessary, especially when you're going through. So again, pray for somebody you may not know who may be going through. And if you are going through yourself, ask someone to pray for you, to meditate for you, to think of you, to send up good vibes, whatever it is that you do to find your higher power or to tap into the higher power that is within you, do that and do that for someone else, because you never know whose life you may be helping at the time. Okay. I hope this has been helpful for you on this day, whenever you decide to download it. I hope that you can share it with someone else as well, to, you know, because a lot of people try to avoid this conversation. I've tried to avoid this conversation with my mother. She's like, I need y'all to come over here. You know where everything is. Look, I've already written my program up. This is where I want my body to be. And this is what I want you to do. You're just like, I don't want to talk about that. But you got to talk about it. I hate it. It's a part of life. But you got to have the conversation. So at least do the initial conversation and ask your family members or your friends how they want to deal with grief, because it is inevitable. Okay, guys, I thank you so much for listening. Again, share, like our podcast, like our pages, I'm sorry, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Please make sure you're leaving a 5-star review. And again, if you have someone of interest who is in a fraternity or a sorority, and now we are open to all people, which is amazing. I'm so happy about cool people. It's just great. It's fantastic to showcase people who are not in fraternities and sororities. But of course, my sorors and my bruhs, you know I got you, because that's what this podcast was created for. So please, if you have any inquiries or if you have any suggestions, or if you want to recommend someone to be invited to or to be a guest on the show, please email us at cool@coolsoror.com. Make it a great day. Be well. I love you. Wherever you are, put a smile on your face and know that someone loves you, and that someone is me. Take care.